بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, the rule of life is that anything we value, we give it time. We give time to that. Whatever we value, we give time to that. For example, those who are interested in soccer, ask them how much time do you give to soccer. Most of them will not be able to tell you because they've lost count. They have given so many hours to soccer, watching soccer mostly. People who watch soccer don't always play soccer. This match, that match, whatnot. So also any sport. People who are interested in shopping, ask them how much in the last 1 month, 1 year, how many hours did you spend in the shops? And once again, I don't think they will be able to tell you because they would have lost count of the number of hours. If somebody wants to learn something, say I want to become a bicycle or a motorcycle mechanic, do I need to give time to that? I mean, I'm a dumb question, but I'm asking you. I want to become a physician, a doctor. Do I need to give time to that? I want to learn how to fly a plane. Do I need to give time to that? Right? No one needs to ask. If you ask this question, it sounds like a stupid question. I mean, why are you even asking this question? Now, if you ask the person who wants to become a doctor, say, why do you want to become a doctor? What is the answer? The answer is because I think it will be beneficial for me to be a doctor. Right? He might be interested in medicine and this and that, but it's not a question of just being interested. It's because this is something beneficial for me. I want to become a doctor because being a doctor is something which is beneficial for me. I'm going to, you know, have a good job, a good career, make money and so on. Similarly, for any other job, any other career choice, why do you choose that career? Because it will benefit me. Next question. This benefit from this career, for the most part, true, depending on the kind of career, some careers have also the possibility of benefiting in the akhirah, but most of the time, where is that benefit? In which area of your life? In this life. In my life, in this world. So, the benefit of my medical service, yes, sure, I am also doing good service. And inshallah, I hope Allah will reward me for the ways in which I help my patients. But what am I actually counting? Right? What am I actually counting? I'm counting the amount of money I made. I'm counting my returns from the practice. So, also flying a plane, so also teaching a class, whatnot. I'm looking at what's my salary, what's my increment, what's my take home, what are my perks, and so on and so forth. Now we come to the question. Take Islam. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah. Take Islam. Do we consider Islam to be something which is beneficial for us? I know the standard answer, of course. I'm not asking for the standard answer. I'm asking you and me, and I remind myself, let us reflect, because one day these questions will haunt us, because we will be asked the same question. You said this, show me how it is true in your life. So, is Islam beneficial? Do I consider Islam to be beneficial for me? Of course, absolutely, without a doubt. This benefit from Islam, looking at the life of this world and the akhirah hereafter, where am I going to get the benefit? In both places. In both places, I will get the benefit of Islam in the life of this world, and I will get the benefit of Islam in the Akhirah. Okay, fantastic, wonderful, great understanding. Now, how much time are you giving to learning Islam? Learning about Islam and then learning how to practice Islam. How many hours? If I was learning judo or karate or any physical sport or any physical martial art or you know, golf or tennis, what am I going to be looking at? I'm going to be looking at two things. One, I'm going to be looking at the amount of time that I spent learning that thing. And learning, I mean learning and practicing. And the second thing which I will be looking for with great interest is my progress. Am I getting anywhere with this? I'm spending, you know, days and weeks and months on the golf course, but every time I tee off, I take half the earth with me. So is that acceptable? When am I going to learn how to take a clean shot? Don't we measure that? I go to the gym, I have some goal, I spend that much of time in the gym, and then I take my weight, I take my measurements, upper body, lower body, biceps, triceps, you know, thigh muscles and whatnot, and then see what's happening. Is there progress? My question to myself and you is, what do we do with Islam? How much time, since we are saying that Islam is the thing, it is not just passing interest, it is not just a hobby, it's not something that, you know, nice to have. No, I'm saying Islam is absolutely critical and crucial to me. It is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold me for. This is how I'm going to get recognized on the Day of Judgment and so forth. So therefore, this Islam, how much time am I giving to studying it? How much time am I giving to practicing it? What is the answer? I ask myself and I ask you to ask yourself, what is the answer? Because if we are serious about our lives, if we are serious about this, and if we really mean this, then we have to compare it with everything else that we are serious about. How much time do I give to something that I'm interested in? In this case, I claim that I'm interested in Islam. Therefore, how much time am I giving to Islam? My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us understand this, let us make sure that we get this right, because a day will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us this question. And Allah will say, this is what you had said. What is the truth? How important is Islam to me? How much time am I willing to give to Islam? You know, today we are struggling even to sit in a khatira or something, because we have got this to do, that to do, that to do. But we don't struggle when there is the World Cup is on, or Super Bowl is on, or something else of that nature is on. We have all the time in the world. 2 o'clock in the night, we're going to be sitting there watching the soccer matches happening, football matches happening in Qatar. But you say, brother, why don't you wake up half an hour before or 45 minutes before the time for Fajr starts and pray 2 rakat of Tahajjud? Oh, my brother, you know what? You know, I should be doing it, but this, but that. So how is this going to change our lives? My brothers and sisters, it's really, really, really something for us to seriously think about and say that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Adil. Allah is just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to a person what that person works for. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this very clearly, where Allah said, وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Said, for the human being is nothing but what he or she works for. It's not something, Allah is not, you know, it's not magic, it's not something that is so strange or difficult to understand. Allah says, this is what you will get. You will get what you work for. So what are we working for? That is my question to myself and you. What are we working for? Are we happy with how our lives are going? Or do we think that there is some scope and there is some need to change them, to change the way our lives are going? I remind myself and you, let us ask these questions before we are asked these questions. Ask the question before you are asked the question. If we want to learn Islam, we have to give time. We have to study. We have to take it seriously. And we will do that only when we are truly convinced that this is what will benefit us. Not just lip service. Not just saying it, yeah, of course, absolutely. No, what is done? All our talk must be guided and must be supported with action. Because talk that is not supported with action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no value for it. Let us be very clear in our minds. What if we have some talk and we find this talk is not supported by value, by action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no value for it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ